Hey everyone, it's Rose.
And Maggie from freezing New Jersey.
There is a lot of snow in New Jersey right now, isn't there?
There is a lot of snow. There's also frigid temperatures. It was 1 degree waking up this morning during car duty for dismissal. It was 14 degrees with a wind chill of 7. Right now it's 7 degrees with a wind chill of, I think it said 3.
Meanwhile, over here in Florida, it is pouring rain. Very, very pouring rain. It is in the low 50s, wind chill bringing into the high to mid 40s.
Oh, that's too cold for Florida. It's like it's too cold. You have to turn your heat on.
Yeah, so my heat is currently turned on for one of the first times since I've moved down here.
In a snuggie, a sweatshirt, a blanket, and pants, and I'm still cold.
I do actually have a blanket over my lap just because I'm sitting on my couch, so, and
Yeah,
drinking tea.
me too. I'm having milk.
I'm having
So,
chamomile sleepy tea.
oh, give me some, Rose. I like it.
I don't think it will make me fall asleep, though.
Oh, no, probably not. So today we're talking about a dollar, $100 a day, at each of the parks. We need to have a sit down, and we tried to do souvenirs. But Rose, do you have any D23 news yet?
I do have some news. First of all, the new pass holder magnet has dropped. It dropped today. I'm sad. I went to Epcot yesterday thinking it was dropping yesterday and did not get it. Sadness. However, the festival is going on, so I got to try some festival foods. I did not try the deviled eggs, though.
You didn't. You wanted to, but it was kind of funky. Yeah.
It was even funkier seeing it in person because it's not deviled eggs.
Is it hard-boiled eggs?
It is a hard-boiled egg with a topping on top.
Oh, yuck. That's
That is
nasty.
not a devil egg.
No. Rose, there was one thing you sent us that looked like a cinnamon bun with like a yellow, a white frosting on it.
A cinnamon bun with a yellow
It was like
white
a
frosting on it?
okay, it was more like maybe a sugar donut with white frosting over half of it.
Oh, that's not white frosting. That is brie fondue.
Oh, okay. Was it good?
Yeah, that's a bread bowl with cheese, Bob.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And
I
how
got
would
very
you?
confused because I did not have a cinnamon roll.
Yeah, like what? Yes. Oh no, that was. Oh no, someone else sent that. Okay. The other thing you had was that enchanted rose. That was so perfect. It looked like it just came out of the mold. Was it as delicious as it looked?
I probably would give it an 8 out of 10.
Ah, that's not good.
It was still pretty good. It was not as good. It was raspberry instead of cherry, and I think the cherry enchanted rose has kind of spoiled me.
Oh, got it.
So it was
Okay.
basically mousse with a gel in the middle. It was not my preferred texture, but it was still really good.
You've also had mussels. My gosh, Rose, you ate like everything. How
I
are
ate
the
like five
mussels?
things. The
What?
mussels were really good. I would definitely recommend it, especially if you're on a cold day, because when you buy it, you get to stand next to the grill. And you feel the heat. Oh.
God, who would think that I wanted that in Florida? Oh, I'm gonna sit next to the grill to keep warm. Meanwhile, I'm in Florida.
Was actually talking to the cast members. They had a fight for that position that day.
Wow. And then the other day they'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
What else did you have? You had the fish, the
Oh, yeah.
pastry.
That's delicious. I could do without the icing and the boba poles. They weren't needed. But the pastry, great.
Okay.
I
I'm
had
trying
the
to.
duck pastry thing at France as
Oh,
well.
you did. How
I
was it?
did. Not warm.
Well, you're not. You've never had duck, have you?
I think I've had duck like once another time in life, but I expected the pastry to be warm and it wasn't.
Oh, that's a letdown
It would have been so much better warm. And I did have one other thing. I had the pimento grilled cheese with the fried green tomatoes.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
I'm going to say, while I'm still not the biggest fan of pimento cheese, it was pretty good in a grilled cheese situation. The soup, however, was a little bit too acidic for my taste. Like,
Yeah, you were
if
saying
you
that.
didn't have anything to dip in it, it just was like pure acid. And it's like, no thanks.
Well, that isn't good now. I'm
Yeah.
going through just seeing. Oh, you did have something.
Did I
It
have?
looked like it was a curl. It was a pastry.
That was the duck pastry.
Oh, that was a duck pea. Oh, that does look like it. Your grilled cheese, your fish, your brie bowl, and your rose. Okay.
That's
Oh, and
all
then
I
all the,
had, Mom.
yeah. And then all, no, you realize you also sent all the figment and the poo stuff. So that was like, that figment doesn't look like figment though. He looks very cartoonish. I like the real figment looking.
I also did do the Festival of the Arts Figment's Brush, like Masters or something. What the activity that you get to do, where you get to look for figmentified arts things all around, which was a lot of fun. I will
Good.
say that Brush with the Masters.
Yeah, you did some beautiful pictures.
I did complete it, and I did get the prize.
What was the prize?
Stencils.
Smencils?
Stencils.
Oh, stencils. You can give them to me. I'll put them in my prize box.
I got the Figment one for you.
Yay!
All right. Our other news is Pixar Palace Hotel is that just opened is currently closing their pool deck for refurbishment.
Oh, lovely.
There's a
Okay.
new limited edition Winnie the Pooh pin, as well as Gaston and Ohana and the three Carboneros.
Okay.
Run Disney reveals one of their metal themes, where there's going to be a wine and dine half marathon that features Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, nice.
Cuteness.
Who?
So, Astro Orbiters have started removing the planets for the refurbishment in Magic Kingdom.
Wow.
The Polynesian has closed their water playground for refurbishment.
There's a
And
lot going
Lightning
on.
Lane Premier Pass is now available to everyone.
To
Oh, and
everyone?
more refurbishment at the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, I wonder why.
There's so much refurbishment going on.
Yeah, there is a lot. It's wait a month to do it in, too.
Yeah, well, it is the end of January, early February. They're not as popular at that time of
Okay.
year.
I
So,
was just
not
wondering.
too focused.
Okay.
Anyways, let's get down to business.
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
To defeat the
Now again, Rose and I do not look at each other's. In fact, I haven't even looked at yours yet. I don't think I. She looked at mine because she said I didn't total stuff, but.
Yeah, that was for last time. I don't think I've really looked at yours for this one. I did look at yours for the unlimited just to tell you things like, you can't actually buy that.
Oh, that's true. I wanted Cinderella's castle. Okay. But I did, I will admit, folks, I did go over 100. I'm like 107 because I just can't, I don't know. I just can't get it down.
She's
So,
taking all the change that we had from the other ones and putting them into her thing.
exactly. Or I'm going to find that lucky $50 billet. Someone slid somewhere. So,
Or someone bought you a coffee.
that's exactly right. Yeah. Oh, and I also take your $20, your 20% annual discount off of it. Maybe that will help.
That will only pretty much help at the souvenirs and the sit down.
Exactly. Okay. So I think we both know bring your own water bottle, bring your own sweet, salt and sweet.
Fruit for
Salt.
me. I love dried fruit.
Yep.
I actually bought pomegranates last time I was in Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Bring Ziplocs for extra food or for rain. Go on Amazon, eBay, or like a local shop in Florida that has pins to trade and ride the monorail because it's a lot of fun. Oh, and also, I would say ride the not
Skyliner.
tramcars, what are those things called?
Skyliner.
Yeah, ride the Skyliner. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Skyliner is awesome. I would spend the whole day there, so
So, what park are we starting in?
I don't know, Mom, which who's starting and which park is a very good question.
Magic! Always start in Magic.
Who's starting?
I'm starting because I like Magic Kingdom.
Alrighty.
Okay. So in mine, I have a breakfast and a lunch and a dinner, or a breakfast and a lunch or dinner. But I definitely try to do at least 3 meals a day, unless there's like a buffet. So I'm gonna start at the Main Street Bakery. I'm having a double smoked bacon, cheddar, and egg sandwich with no cheese. Only $6.50. Okay. Then
Okay.
I'm gonna walk around. I'm gonna go to the Golden Outpost, which is Tiana's famous baguettes, which we have talked about getting every time we're there, and we never get them. Okay.
I have gotten them.
Oh, you have? Are they good?
They're all
Okay,
right.
never mind. I don't want to know because they're on my list. And then I'm going to get a Mickey pretzel. Always no cheese. Why are you zooming down mine? Get your cursor off mine. My souvenir is what I bought. It's a Mickey Mouse ring. It has crystals and Mickey Mouse, and it's got two Mickey Mouses on it, and it's a pinky ring. I love it. I wear it all the time. It was 39, 20% off is 32. And then my favorite place to eat is the Crystal Palace. And I'm going to do like a 3 o'clock sit-down dinner. And it's $62, but it has 10% off because of Rose. Or is it 20% off?
20.
Oh, goody. That means maybe I didn't spend that much. But again, you got to account for tips and stuff like that. But the Crystal Palace, you want to do the dinner, not the lunch. It has so many delicious foods. Go as much as you want. There's characters there too. And I spent about $107.
I will agree with you that I would prefer to do the dinner/lunch version of Crystal Palace over the breakfast, because you're basically paying $50-something for pastries.
Exactly.
Okay, not exactly my idea.
And what?
Not exactly my idea of a good time.
Well, you know, if you're a breakfast person, but I'm not. So anyway, what would you do in Magic Kingdom?
Alrighty, so I am going to go spend some time over Magic Kingdom, and I am going to start the day with a Mickey waffle with chocolate hazelnut spread, bananas, berries, and whipped cream for $9.49.
Whoops.
Why did you just type in my section?
I was trying to mess you up like you do me. Folks, I was putting my cursor all over and highlighting things like she does to me when I'm reading.
And I was reading perfectly fine. And then you decided to move all my words around.
I didn't mean to. I think that sounds good. The Mickey waffle. I think Sam and I did a Mickey waffle. I don't think.
This would be over at Sleepy Hollow. They just replaced it recently, I think around the time you came down. They had the Nutella waffle and the spicy chicken waffle. RAP that, I miss it. And then they redid it to you just get Mickey waffles with toppings.
Okay.
I'm also going to head over to Tiana's Bayou to pick up some spicy butter toffee peanuts for $5.99. It's going to be basically a little souvenir. I'm going to carry it home.
You're not sharing it then.
It's spicy mom.
Oh, well, okay.
And I'm going to head over to the Pirates of the Caribbean for grab a medium pirate flag this time for $7.95.
Pretty good.
Around lunchtime, I'm going to head over to the Friar's Nook, and I'm going to get some cheddar bacon ranch tots.
How did I know you were going to get tots?
Return of the tots.
I got to tell you, Disney World has like taken tots to a new level. Nowhere else in this world do you have tots, except down south. But up north, I mean, you talk about tater tots and like, ew, until you mention Disney and you're like, oh, wait, they have their tater tots. So, I mean, Disney, captured this.
I always love tater tots. Mm-hmm. I am also going to get a random drink while I'm there. Usually it's closer to $4.50, but I budgeted $5.29, depending if I want to get a special drink or not.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for correcting my spelling. Ignore that down there. Things moved around.
Okay.
But I will be having a sit down for dinner. I am going to go to Skipper's Canteen.
Woo! What is that? Where is that?
That is over in Adventureland.
Okay.
It is like when you walk in, you pass the first of like the first little ice cream place.
Yeah.
And then right after that, before you get to the treehouse, it's right there.
I know where it is. We got something there. Didn't we get french fries there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thinking of the wrong place, Mom.
Okay.
This is a sit-down place. I am going to get their specialty character drink, which is a zero sugar lemonade with the flavors of cotton candy in a souvenir cup for $6.75.
Oh, I love cotton candy. Are you sharing? Because I have no money left.
You're not even there with me.
I'm going to be there with you.
You're over at Cinderella's Castle.
No, that was my lunch, remember? That was my, this is your dinner, so I'll help. I'll be there with you, drinking.
Sitting there and eating nothing.
Well, true, because I don't like what you chose, but I will drink your cotton candy drink.
I'm going to have the family's falafel for $12, the Falls family falafel. I love falafel, so very happy about that. And then, yes, ignore the fact that things moved around, Mom. I'm going to have the Taste Like Chicken Because It Is for $30.
What happened to your brownie sundae, your to cream?
I said to ignore that. Things scooted.
Oh, got it. That's why I couldn't figure it out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so things scooted, Mom.
Afterwards, tastes like chicken because it is popcorn that tastes like chicken because it is for $30.
I told you to ignore this. Things scooted.
Oh, that's what you meant. I thought you meant you rearranged.
No.
Okay, I won't read her. That's, see, folks, this is why I don't read her stuff. I'm going back to my own. Okay, go ahead, Rose. And I didn't mess it up. Okay, so you're going to have popcorn that tastes like chicken?
No.
Ice cream that tastes like chicken.
Mom, stop reading mine. I can trip Mom up because she apparently likes to go into random spots that she's not supposed to.
Hey, be nice to me.
No.
So while Rose is fixing everything, I'm sure she's going to get a popcorn refill for $2.25.
Yeah, that's the next thing, is I'm going to get a popcorn refill for $2.25, Mom.
Okay, go back to now your dinner, dessert.
I'm not getting a dessert there.
Okay. What? Okay.
Where do you see a dessert?
It's not there anymore. Okay, go ahead.
Because after I get my popcorn refill, I'm heading over to the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor to get a brownie sundae for $9.29.
Wow, you're even under budget.
And I'm going, yes, I am under budget. I have, because all of that only cost me $99.50.
But you know what's really great?
You get
a discount. So going back to Skipper's, what's Tastes Like Chicken Like It Is? What is that?
It's their chicken dish.
Oh, so you're getting falafel and chicken?
I'm getting falafel for an appetizer. I'm getting an appetizer, Mom. And I'm getting chicken as my main.
Got it. Sounds delicious, Rose.
Apparently, I feel very sassy today.
Okay, that's because it's cold. I'm giving you some winter vibes from Jersey. Okay, so where do you want to go next?
Let's go to Epcot.
Oh, yeah, I love Epcot. Go ahead.
I'm happy over at Epcot. I'm going to go next. We're going to try to flip back and forth if you remember. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to spend my first money before I even get to the park.
Why? What are you buying?
I am buying an individual lightning lane for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like you.
I budgeted about $19. I'm guessing the average of what I usually see is $19.
Would I like that ride?
Over the weekend. I would love to do it with you. It might be a little bit on the intense side for you. It's similar to Space Mountain. Smoother ride, but intensity-wise, very similar.
Okay. And how about like in Harry Potter on the ride we went on that was outside, the motorbike?
Similar intensity, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more. It doesn't feel too intense to me, but again, I'm not the best judge.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to go get breakfast. And I'm going to get my mother's favorite breakfast.
Oh my God, it has to be a baguette.
I'm getting a half baguette for $2.75. And
lovely.
I'm getting a hot tea there too for $3.95.
Very nice.
And then I'm going to pop around. I am really going to go pick up my souvenir of a bento for $19.95 because I use some very pretty Tupperware for my lunch instead of the ones that I currently use for my lunch.
Oh, I like a bento box too now that you said that, but I don't have any money.
No, you do not.
I went over again.
And then I'm going to have lunch. I am going to go over to the Regal Eagle and I'm going to get the kids mac and cheese.
No way. I'm having lunch there too.
My sides are going to be the coleslaw and the french fries, and it is only $6.99. Nice price.
That's a great deal. Yeah.
Now I'm going to have, again, I'm kind of eating on the lightish side for, kind of not that light, but lightish side for morning. So I'm going to have a slightly earlier lunch dinner. So probably 5-6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the Spice Road table.
To the what?
The Spice Road table over in Morocco.
Oh, what are you having there?
First of all, I'm going to have a lemonade to drink for $4.99.
Okay, that's a good deal.
I'm going to get the sampler for $15. It has the carrot fries, the lamb kofta, and the hummus fries.
Okay.
I think you would enjoy the. You're not a huge lamb, but I think you would like the carrot fries and the hummus fries you might like as well.
They're fries. I'll try them.
Yeah. The lamb, this one is it's kind of like a kebab. You might like
Oh,
it.
no, I wouldn't.
Okay. You would like this. The spiced chicken also I'm getting for as well. It's $11. They're small bites, so two small bites should definitely be enough to fill me up.
Yeah, that sounds good, Rose.
A little bit not too expensive overall, but still good.
I think that sounds good.
So that is going to be my dinner, but I am not going to end that day with that because I'm going to go back to France. I'm going to pick up a croque glace for $10.95, another half baguette for $2.75, which is going into my park bag to take home.
Very nice.
And
And
I'm going to.
you're gonna share that baguette because I didn't have enough money to get one.
And I am also going to get popcorn
Of course you are.
for $2.25. And guess what? That brings me my total up to $99.58.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I did really well getting it close to $900.
I did too. I'm just a
I'm proud of
little over.
you. A little over. Yeah, just a little, Mom.
Yeah, just a little. So, I'm gonna start with a Mickey pretzel.
Really?
Yeah, because I checked to make sure you could get a Mickey pretzel in every single place. So yes, I think what I want to do is I want to spend money on souvenirs because I love Epcot. I love the England. I think that's my favorite. The England. I love the Canada, of course. But I stayed away from their souvenirs. Stop messing with mine.
You spelled stuffy wrong.
I'm gonna get a stuffy.
You spelled
Actually,
stuffy
Rose, you were there
wrong.
with what?
You spelled stuffy wrong.
Oh, okay. So I would love to get a Winnie the Pooh because I do love Winnie the Pooh. I have a bunch of Winnie the Poohs, but I was thinking maybe a Figment. That would be nice. But then I like that you sent me a blanket with the English Winnie the Pooh with the hat on, like the one they have
Well,
in,
that
and
might
that
be a little
was,
out of your budget right now.
yeah. Anyway, so it's about $25 with 20% off. It's better. Okay. Then I was going to go to the Regal Eagle Steakhouse because I had such a light breakfast. I was going to do a pretty good lunch. They have a barbecue burger, 1/3 Angus burger on a garlic toast with barbecued park lettuce, tomato, garlic aioli, and fried onion rings,
That sounds
and served
delicious.
with a side for $16. I'm like, you can't beat that. And I'll have water. Okay. Then I tried to get a little bit of like the flavors around, like of the different lands. So I'm going to go for a Lotus Blossom Cafe. I'm going to do pot stickers, one for you, one for me, for $7.50.
Yummy.
And I have to go to Italy and have their pepperoni pizza for $9. Folks, it's all the way in the back. It's on the left-hand side. Oh, it's a little window. It is the best pizza. But I'm not done yet. I'm going to go to the sugar snack maple candy at, I always forget where it is, Rose. Where is it?
The German place.
German. That's right. For $3.99, I'm going to get the maple candy because I love maple. And then my favorite place to eat is Tempin Ito, which is a hibachi. For $46, I'm going to get the chicken and the steak.
You know, if
So
you took cool, sorry.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, finish.
Total of 107.
If you took away either the pizza or the pretzel, you would be under budget.
I can't take away the pretzel or the pizza. Those are my two favorite things. You know, I plan on digging in my pocket and finding like a $10 bill and go, oh, look, I'm on budget. Okay, so my next is going to Hollywood Studios. This is where I spent the most money because I think I spent like 2 hours going through everything with Hollywood Studios, researching what's the best, what's the worst. I'm
And by
like,
the way,
what?
you can I can tell that you didn't that you spent the most time and did not worry about budget because you didn't put your budget.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'm over. You can add it yourself later. Okay. Now, breakfast. What's nice about Hollywood Studios, there is a whole bunch of little places that you can eat. I'm going to start with Woody's Lunchbox, and I'm going to have the breakfast bowl. A hearty portion of dun, 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 breakfast potato barrels, which are tater tots,
Tater tots.
smothered in smoked brisket country gravy. Not a most spoke like brisket, but it's okay. Scrambled eggs and a sprinkling of green onions for $8.79. Okay. Or I was gonna have the kids' breakfast bowl, which is potato barrels. It's the same exact thing, served with a mandarin and potato barrels with your choice of beverage. So I might do that and get a $5.79. Okay, she's adding. I'm watching her on camera and she's got this face. She's got her math face on.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why you have two prices here.
First is where, I think I was adding. That's why.
Okay.
Okay. Then I'm gonna walk around and I'm gonna go to the, of course, I'm gonna do the Tower Terror. I'm gonna do a bunch of rides, but I'm also gonna do the, oh wait, this is the Slinky Dog one too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to go back to Slinky Dog. The trolley car cafe and get a Teavana chai tea latte, grande for $7.49. As I'm walking around, I'm gonna go to Catalina's Eddie's for a breadstick for $5.49 and a meatball sub, no cheese, and a toffee and coconut blondie, topped with salted caramel buttercream. Oh my God, salted caramel buttercream. You just like hit all my little nerves going, oh, yum. I like that for $5.29. So I think I did really well for lunch. I was under 25. I'm very happy. Okay. But that's not it. And then I'm going to go to Slinky Dog area and I'm going to ride the rides. I'm going to play the games and I'm going to get a t-shirt for $30, hopefully. Probably
Ooh.
on clearance. Then I'm sure I'll be hungry. So I'm going to go to the KRNR Rock Station and get mini corn dogs served with chips for $10.99.
Gonna ride the roller coaster there.
Oh, yeah, of course I am. I just wish I had enough money to get a Diet Coke, but I probably don't, so I'll have water. And then dinner was hard because when we go there, we've always gone to the same place. I want to try all these different ones. The Fairfax Fair, a buffalo chicken bowl, which is chicken breast nuggets tossed in a buffalo sauce, and I've heard it's not spicy, with coleslaw, mashed potatoes in a waffle bowl for $14.49. And I am under budget at $94.23.
So you do actually have enough for a Coke.
So I have enough for a Diet Coke because I can't go to Disney without my Diet Coke. Something about it.
Also, it is not that spicy. I believe Munchkin got it when we were there.
And I think I tried it and I liked it. Yeah.
So, yeah,
But I
you have enough
thought,
for Diet Coke, Mom.
yes, but it's funny, I don't need Diet Coke at home. So,
Yeah.
okay. Ready for Hollywood Studios, Rose? What are you going to do?
I'm going to start the day going to Fairfax Fair.
Oh, too funny.
I'm going to get the waffle platter. It's only available in the morning. You can also technically get, I believe, champagne while you're there or mimosa or something. I'm not getting that myself, but it's kind of cool that you can get it that early in the morning.
Well, yeah.
It is $9.49.
Okay.
Not that bad for a waffle platter. Comes with toppings and stuff.
I'm not getting my Diet Coke. I'm getting what you did, what you're
You don't have
getting
enough
next.
money.
Huh?
You don't have enough money.
Yeah, I do. I found a dollar on the ground.
Because I'm going to go get a souvenir and I'm headed to on that same road. If you, there's the gift shop with a bunch of, they have a lot of Pixar in it. They have a Mike and Sully cotton candy for $6.59.
Oh my gosh, that would be heaven to me. I love cotton candy. Oh, yum.
And then I'm going to head over to Star Wars Land.
Of course you are. Okay.
And I'm going to get the zucchini wrap, which is their over the Ronto Roasters. It's their vegetarian Ronto wrap. It's supposed
Okay.
to be really good. I did have the regular one, not on Ronto Roasters, but when it transfers to the other restaurant later in the day. And it wasn't as, I feel it didn't live up the hype, but I do appreciate veggie. So zucchini wrap, here I come.
Okay.
It also comes with a side, but it is $12.99. And I'm going to head over to and get the at Docking Bay 9, the Tonakana veggie dippers, which is basically vegetables in a dipping sauce.
That's not it. You know,
Like
that's
a
very
hummus.
healthy.
Very healthy. I'm staying very healthy over here for now.
You're not getting the green tea or the green milk or the blue milk.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, thank you.
The
I will
Fruit
admit,
Loop
if you
milk.
are extremely thirsty, they're pretty, they're very refreshing in that way. If you're not extremely thirsty, no, thank you.
I think it would be better with the alcohol because they were very interesting.
I think I would rather just get the Sprite in the specialty bottle.
True. Okay, go ahead,
Okay.
Rose. Then what?
I'm headed back over to Port Sour Terror to get the Enchanted Rose. This is the good one that has the cherry.
That's right, Rose. You had the raspberry one.
Yeah, I'd rather the cherry.
Okay, and then
And
for
what about
dinner?
dinner? I'm going to the Brown Derby, the Hollywood Brown Derby, Mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Looks good.
And I'm going to get our famous Cobb salad with chicken for $35.
Okay.
Honestly, it's overall, not that. And then I'm going to get a. I'm having a very on the healthier side. My Cobb salad's not that healthy, but
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of vegetables today.
Go back to your dessert. Explain that one.
I'm going
Explain
to get
that choice.
the. I'm going to have the grapefruit cake for $14. It's their
Great.
famous dessert.
Grapefruit and cake to me just don't go together.
So it's like a, you know how they have like lemon cake?
Oh, yeah.
It's just grapefruit. It's a
I
citrus
wonder
flavor.
if they sweeten it. Like, what do they do?
Oh, there's always sweetened.
No, I just meant like, I mean, grapefruit is such a powerful flavor.
And it
That's
goes back to the original Hollywood Derby over in Hollywood, is that
Oh.
was their specialty dessert. So when they created the one here, they brought that over.
I think that's pretty cool then. Okay.
Yeah. I'm also going to get a drink for $4.50 because that's what the average price is at a sit-down restaurant.
Okay.
And I'm not going to stop end the day without popcorn, so I'm going to get some popcorn for $2.25.
Oh, of course you are. Just like my Mickey pretzel.
And that is going to bring my total to $99.40.
Not, ooh, you are really in there. You're like a few pennies off. Okay.
Yeah, I'm staying that way in the parks.
That's good for you. I just can't wait. Folks, next week in unlimited budget. Can't wait.
Oh my gosh, my unlimited budget is so. Oh.
But what's cool is we also pick a place to stay in each of the parks. Like, not that we would stay there the whole week. I mean, if we were going for a week, it's like, okay, we went to Animal Kingdom. Where would we stay? Magic, where would we stay? Stuff like that, too, which is fun.
Yeah, so it, yeah, the price of the hotels drags it up so much.
Does, but it's like it's unlimited, so you live in the lap of luxury. Like, pretend we hit the lottery and we can do whatever we want. And you know, some people actually do this. Some people are fortunate enough to go, oh yeah, I'll stay there, you know, and it'd be like three mortgage payments, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay,
Anyways, I'm going
where
to
are you
go to
going,
Animal
Rose?
Kingdom.
Oh, you're on Animal? Okay,
Animal, not Animal Before Springs.
you got it.
So I'm going to start the day, which I'm not really having like a breakfast, lunch, dinner. I'm having a snacky snack day.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start the day with the Eight Spoons Cafe mac and cheese with pulled pork.
For breakfast. Okay.
Again, snacky snack day.
Got it. You just went to Animal Kingdom too on what for your birthday
Saturday.
celebration. Yep.
I went on Saturday for $6.79. And then probably closer to lunchtime, I'm going to head towards the back, towards the safari area, and get the Harassa chicken wrap at one, that little stand. You remember where we had breakfast that one time?
Yes.
That's where that is.
Okay.
It is $11.79.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah. And I'm also going to get some popcorn at some point.
Really? Big
For
surprise.
$2.28.
Okay.
And I am going to pick up my souvenir. So I'm going to get like one of those pens or pencils. They're like $9.99 for most of them. I'm not sure which character I want. There's a bunch of them.
I see which one's the cutest when you get there.
Yeah, it's whatever one I feel like that day.
Okay.
All is price. There's no rush. I'm also going to get some green apple iced tea. For $4.49 at Joffrey's.
Green apple iced tea. Okay.
Sounds so good to my brain.
Okay.
Love it. And I'm going to have a nice special dinner over at Tusker House.
Really? Are you going to get the buffet, Rose?
I'm getting the buffet. Yes, Mom.
I
I'm
don't know how
going
you
to
can.
enjoy their delicious salmon.
I don't know how you can fit that in your
It
budget,
is.
honestly.
It is $64.
Yeah, that's like three quarters of your budget there. That's a lot.
Well, you fit in the Cinderella's table.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Cinderella?
Yeah, that's the End of Magic Kingdom Day.
That was Crystal Palace I went to.
Oh, I thought you went to Cinderella's Brain.
No, I couldn't afford that. Then I'd be way over
Anyways,
budget.
it is $64, and I brings my total to $99.31.
Very nice. Do I have a total in this one? Oh yeah, no. Okay. Well,
Sounds
in
good.
my Animal Kingdom, I'm similar to Rose. But this time I have no lunch, just snacks. But then I realized that I did see a dinner. Okay, anyway. Breakfast is gonna
Snacky
be
snack day.
what?
It's a snacky snack day.
Yeah. Breakfast is gonna be the Yak and Yeti breakfast bowl with bacon or sausage. It's scrambled eggs, no cheese, I'll say. Breakfast potatoes, pepper and onions, and either bacon or sausage for $13.50. I'm like, that's a really good. That reminds me of when we went to the Moroccan village, I think it was, in Magic and had or Epcot Magic, and had their eggs there. But we had a coconut coffee. Okay. Then I'm gonna go to the Restaurantsaurus and get fries for $5, which was amazing that I found that. Of course, I'm gonna get a Winnie the Pooh sweatshirt for $35. And you know what? I'm gonna head over to Trek Snacks and get a Mickey pretzel with no cheese. Okay. Now, I don't know if I went. Oh, okay, because I have a dinner. I've got two dinners, so maybe I am going to have lunch here. One of them is the Rainforest Cafe, which I do like that place. It's the Korean spicy stir-fried chicken. It's hand-battered chicken tossed in some kind of sauce, a slaw with pineapple, salsa, peanuts, and crisp lettuce cups. Rose said this is spicy, so I may not like it.
So she's going to get a second one.
Yeah. Python pasta, which is grilled chicken breast, Alfredo sauce, tomatoes, green peppers, penne pasta, no Parmesan cheese. And that was $23.99. So, I don't know, maybe I'll get both. And my total, which she highlighted, is $102.95. You know what? If I would have had popcorn on there, I should take it off. It'd be exactly 100 because that is your popcorn.
It would still be a couple cents over.
Hey, okay.
It's 225 for my popcorn, not 295.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Now we're gonna be headed to Springs. This was the most challenging because
Agreed.
the Springs is all about food, and there are so many. I mean, I think it's gonna be easier when we have the unlimited budget because there's so much food there and it's expensive. There's also it's food and souvenirs. It's all you do there. There's not rides or anything.
Yeah, there's not as much to do, so you're heading over around lunchtime anyways.
Not me. I'm heading for breakfast.
Wow, you're spending the whole day there. I'm impressed.
Well, I am because I'm going to eat everywhere and I'm going to have to keep walking just so I can get all this in me. I'm going to start with the Wurzel pretzel, Wurzels, whatever that place is.
What's those?
Wurzels, yeah, pretzel and a chai tea. Actually, we had that when I was there. It's over, I think, by Legos. Pretzel and Lego? I remember. Anyway, a pretzel and a chai tea. It's not a Mickey pretzel. They don't have the Mickey pretzel here. But it's okay. I had their Wurzel pretzels. They're good.
You can
Then,
get a side of cheese. You
what?
can still buy a side of cheese.
Yeah, but it says no cheese. Then I'm going to go where you said you're going to take me up to the Coca-Cola store rooftop beverage. Remember, said we wanted to go there?
Yes, it's great up there.
It's what?
It's amazing up there.
Well, I'm going to have an orange cream float Coca-Cola, which is orange cream and vanilla ice cream served in a souvenir cup. I love orange floats, like orange creamsicles. And then I'm going to go for the souvenir. I'm going to go to Days of Jewelry. I mean, Days of Christmas, jewelry, spice, and tie exchange. I'm not sure what I'm getting at. I'm sorry, spice and tea. I'm not sure what I'm getting, but those are the three souvenir shops I really like there. Then I have to go to my spot, Ghirardelli's. Love that place. And get an ocean beach sea salt caramel sundae, which is caramel sauce, vanilla ice cream, homemade milk or dark chocolate. Hot fudge topped with whipped cream, sea salt, and a milk sea salt caramel square on it. Oh, I can taste it now. It tastes so good. And with two big glasses of water because you're going to be thirsty after all that salt. And then, because I'm still hungry.
Somehow.
I'm going to go to the Disney food trucks. We saw those when we were waiting. I thought they were pretty cool. They have beef empanadas, two flaky doughs filled with beef or avocado mayo dip. Beef and avocado mayo dip for $10. And then because I'm going to be so much walking around and spending so much energy, I'm going to go to Salt and Straw and get a double scoop of ice cream.
Ice cream twice, Paul.
Yeah. But this is different. Remember when we were there for Thanksgiving? They had the roast turkey and cranberry sauce.
Yeah, they have funky flavors.
I can't wait to try a funky flavor. Okay. Now, because I haven't eaten much that day, I'm going to do my sit down.
You're full of mostly ice cream and a pretzel.
Yeah, I know. True. At the City Works Eatery in Poorhouse, I'm going to have a smoked fried chicken buttermilk, breaded smoked chicken, mashed potatoes, smoked tomato charred scallion relish, marinated broccolini, which I won't eat, hot honey maple and microgreens for $23. And then, oh my gosh, this sounds delicious. A key lime custard with graham cracker crust and whipped cream for $11.95. For it brings a total to $103.85.
I don't think you have money for your souvenir.
Do you know I found a $5 bill on the ground? Wasn't that amazing? Did
you say you went and took my photo pass over to the photo studio?
What did I do?
You took my photo pass over to the photo studio.
Why?
To get a photo as your souvenir.
Oh no, I found a five. Well, yeah, we're going to do that anyway, along with me eating your popcorn and using your 20% discount. But I found a $5 bill on the ground, and I looked around, and no one was around. No one claimed it, so I was able to use it.
Also, I'm so sorry, Mom. I am not getting popcorn.
What are you going to get that I can eat then? Well, what in mine would you like? Because I'm going to share. Probably an empanada.
Yes. You will probably like my second thing.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear what you have to do.
Not going to like my first or my last.
Oh, no. It's going to be seafood.
Yep.
That I know.
Because okay. I'm going to start the day at lunchtime-ish. Probably.
Oh, my God, Rose. Your list is... My list is like 15 things. Excuse me. I'm talking. My list is like 15 things. You have 6 things on your list for springs. That's it.
I have 4.
Holy mackerel, you have 4 things. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Springs are expensive.
Go for it. You're going at lunchtime.
Yeah, I'm going to head probably like a later lunch, like 1, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the paddlefish, and I'm going to get their linguine and clams for $32.
Silence in New Jersey.
Silence over in Jersey, yes. I'm excited. I do enjoy seafood. I enjoy most seafood. I enjoy most fishes. I enjoy mussels. I enjoy clams. I'm not a huge fan of oysters unless they're cooked.
Okay.
I don't like raw. And then I am going to go have an... maybe I'll save that for last. I'm going to go get a stuffy.
What's stuffy?
I don't know. I might get another Stitch. Or... or Baymax.
Okay.
Or maybe just a Mickey.
Well, you don't have a Mickey.
I have a Mickey.
No. Okay.
No. Who knows? Depends on what I'm feeling like. I budgeted about $35.99 because that's the average price of the plushies for the regular size plushie.
Don't forget 20% off.
I'm not counting that right now. If I take the 25 cents, I'm just gonna have popcorn.
Exactly. Or you can give it to me for my $7.20 over.
Nope. I'm going to have dinner at Eat. I'm going to do the Build Your Own Bowl. I'm going to get the cumin balsami rice, the pandir taiyaki, and the moli, which is their golden coconut curry, for $19.95.
Do you have a protein in there?
Yeah. Pandir is a vegetarian protein, Mom.
Is that like a tofu?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like your rice. That's delicious.
Yes. They have a bunch of different rices. They have a bunch of different proteins, a bunch of different sauces. You might actually find something you like there.
I probably will. I just made basmati rice for dinner tonight.
Yeah. They also, I almost got it. They have their own, like, they have a chicken. Shoot, my brain just stopped working for a second.
That's okay.
They have a Indian chicken.
Butter chicken?
Butter chicken. Yeah, butter chicken. They have a butter chicken poutine.
Ooh, this is good. Our minds are one. They're melding.
Ooh. And a, they have different types of pizzas, too.
Pizza?
Yeah, it's like more of like a flatbread situation.
Okay, those are good. Oh, you know what's really good? A flatbread with chicken and Caesar salad on it. Oh, my gosh. Or a fig one with figs and, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, we have to go to that place by me in New Jersey again.
Yeah. All right, and then I'm going to have dessert.
What you getting for dessert?
I'm going to the Haagen-Dazs kiosk.
Oh, okay.
Their Dazzler Sundae regular size for $10.95.
So what is it going to be? Like just a hot fudge or what?
Yeah, just a regular sundae.
Okay. I'll give you a bite.
I'm like, you might like that.
Oh, definitely. And that's it?
That is it, actually. I don't really have much outside of that. So, sorry, let me explain the... It's basically their sundae. So it's... You can get the hot fudge. You can get the strawberry one. I might get the banana split one, which is vanilla layered with bananas, strawberries, and hot fudge topped with a cherry. They have a cookies and cream one. They have a dulce de leche. Midnight cookies and cream.
The strawberry ice cream with the hot fudge sounds delicious right now. I'm so into like chocolate covered strawberries. That would be good.
But like anyways, that. My total...
Yes.
$8.96.
And that'll be extra because of your 20%. So you can give that to me because I go over in each of the lands.
Nope, I'm gonna get popcorn for myself.
Hey.
Popcorn.
Yes. I almost got the marshmallows. Remember that marshmallow stand that's in there?
Oh, the boozy ones?
Yes. But I didn't because I ran out of money.
Yeah, I almost got the socks. Ooh, I need to add that to my no budget day. They have a sock kiosk.
Yes, they do. They have a lot.
I love socks. Fun socks.
So that's what we would do for $100 a day. Now, no budget for the day. Pure happiness is what we're calling it for next week.
Yeah. So you can buy anything you want. Have any food you want.
Yeah. No limitations at all.
We are still going to try to include some sort of sit down, we said, and some sort of resort.
Yeah. So, yep, the sit down, I'm doing I'm going to do like try for a breakfast, lunch, and a dinner again at each of them.
I am not. Oh, I'm going to eat my preferred way around the parks for for some of them, which is snack, 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 snack.
Okay.
Some of them I might have a lunch, like more thing, but I prefer snacking.
Well, I think at Epcot Center, I'm going to eat so much I'm going to explode.
Because Creed.
That Germany pavilion is just going to be like, oh my, with Germany, right? With the caramel. Yeah. It's going to be like one of this, one of that, one of this, one of that, one of that. There's $100 right there.
Yeah.
So, and then also in Epcot in Italy, their jewelry. Oh my gosh. Or no, France. France has the jewelry. No, Italy. Maybe they both do.
If I had a budget, almost half of it would be blown in the in a gift shop. So,
oh yeah, you know, as soon as you walk into Magic Kingdom, make a left, spend half your money. Make a right, spend all your money because I think right's the more expensive side.
The crystal ones on the
right.
Yeah,
because there's a confectionery, and then there is
the crystal, and then there's the clothing, and then there's the ice cream.
Yep. But the left is like all tangible stuff and
a giant.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. That's like Hollywood Studios. I mean, the shopping in that is really good too.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, folks. I hope everyone has a magical week coming up.
I hope everyone stays warm wherever they are as well.
Very true. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.